What if everyone left Kalamazoo for a day and historians walked the streets of downtown? What would our buildings, our signs, our decor say about us? Kalamazoo photographer Gary Ciadella has captured the lives of people in two very different neighborhoods near Chicago, the industrial Calumet region and the Hispanic Pilsen neighborhood. Ciadella's work has a way of talking about people without actually photographing people.
As a photographer, you're always looking for something to resonate with you. And that's really what I'm doing. It's something that resonates with me, connects with my thinking and my feelings about place.
The Calumet region in northwest Indiana curves around the southern part of Lake Michigan. Ciadella grew up here, where factories and refineries sit right next to their workers' homes. And that's exactly the kind of contrast you'll find in his collection, The Calumet Region, An American Place.
You know, you think of industrial places and you think of grit and dirt and grime, but most of those old neighborhoods were very well taken care of, and the properties of everybody's was just well kept up, and they took a pride in it. It's not a simple matter of why would you ever live there. That was my opinion of it. Why would you ever live in this mess? Well, because that's where you grew up, and that's where you work, and that's where your jobs are.
In a way, Ciadella captures a part of American culture that we've tried to hide.
You know, if you look at it from the point of American history, this is nothing new. We just have moved away from those places. Most of the population lives in suburbs today, or a lot, of course, in the center city, but they don't see industry. It's away.
Ciadella shot the Calumet region in black and white, and tried to do the same for the Hispanic Pilsen neighborhood in Chicago.
You know, it was obvious before too long that this neighborhood demanded that you work in color, otherwise you're missing it, because it's a colorful, vibrant place. It's also gritty, it's also an urban center, but you can't look at that neighborhood and not see color.
The photos of Pilsen are full of expressive murals, ornate churches and crosses, and Spanish text is everywhere. Ciadella says just walking in Pilsen can throw you into visual overload.
You look at one thing, you see it, and the next thing you know, something else catches your eye. But they're in your memory as juxtapositions. At least they're in my memory as juxtapositions. And so I would just was more rapidly occurring to me. And I started feeling that some of the work just wasn't working as a single photograph. But then I made some pairings of them, and all of a sudden, this all came together.
In the 19th century, German and Irish immigrants lived in Pilsen. Later, they were replaced by Czech and Polish immigrants. Ciadella says the scenery in Pilsen is constantly moving, just like the settlers of the past.
I walk to a part of town I haven't been in, a neighborhood I haven't been in a while. There's a new mural on the wall, or new art on the wall, and something has changed. Or it's an ever-changing place in a sense, in that, yet it is that place. It's not like, you know, it's really rooted in that Latino tradition, and particularly Mexican-American tradition. One over here, this one here, is basically the side of a tortilla factory where they make and ship tortillas out. And I've walked by the space. I actually photographed it while it was being painted. And there's even still some places that are not done when I made this picture. And it's interesting because it's really telling you about maize and corn and the whole Aztec connection to the Mexican culture and the way in which that way corn has been part of the, how it's ground, how it's made into tortillas. Everything here in this mural is expressing something about the history of the people.
You can see Gary Ciadella's work at his studio in the Park Trade Center in Kalamazoo. You can also find The Calumet Region, An American Place at most local bookstores.